This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a returning guest. His name is Steve Marshall. He is the CEO for Cuba Ventures Corporation. They're trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange Ventures under the ticker symbol CUV and on the OTC Bulletin Board under the ticker symbol MPSFF. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Marshall, he is the CEO of Cuba Ventures Corp, which is a publicly traded Canadian company capitalizing on the growth and unique opportunities in the $3.5 billion a year Cuban travel tourist industry. So, Steve, it's been a couple months. Welcome back to the show. Tell us, it was a record year in sales for you here for 2016. What do you attribute this to for Cuba Ventures?
Well, what we've seen is we've had a massive amount of visitors to our websites from the United States, up from 6% to 36.8%, which represents around about 12 million extra visitors from the United States, which I think is attributed to the fact that we have a lot more media in the U.S. We have a lot more people talking about travel to Cuba.
How does the embargo lift really help out with that, with that industry right now?
Well, the embargo is still in place, of course, but you have the executive orders enacted by President Obama, which have essentially removed many of the restrictions that prohibited Americans from visiting Cuba. Now Americans can visit Cuba under 12 categories, which are quite broad, and this allows them to visit the island for anything other than simple tourism. This would mean educational purposes or to further their knowledge of the island and basically to get to know the location, but without simply hanging around at a beach.
Oh, well, then there goes my plans for a Cuba vacation, I guess. No. So, being that 2016, you guys kind of broke all the records. What are the highlights that our investors should be interested in?
Well, the highlights for us this year have been obviously we introduced the bed and breakfast, which is a model that we're pursuing vigorously. And we also have the deal that we signed with Sport 2, which is the New York-based white label sports distributor, sports information across the wireless networks to wireless subscribers, 260 million wireless subscribers. So we're providing the sports content from Cuba to those subscribers. That is providing, obviously, to us extra coverage. And then you have the aforementioned increase in visitors to the website. Mm-hmm. I mean, just an astounding figure. Over 30% of our visitors now, up to 12 million page views from these U.S. visitors. And this is bringing in a lot of traffic to the websites, our 432 websites focused upon Cuba.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. Again, my guest today is Steve Marshall. He is the CEO for Cuba Ventures Corporation. They're trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange Ventures under the ticker symbol CUV and on the OTC Bulletin Board under the ticker symbol MPSFF. Now, going forward in 2017, what direction do you see Cuba Ventures Corp and your subsidiary Travolution going this year?
Well, the same direction as we've been going for the last year. We see an increase. We are seeing an increase in visitors to our websites. This is translating into extra revenue for the company. We've got this brand new market, essentially. I mean, Americans have not been able to visit Cuba for 50 years, so there's a lot of pent-up demand. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a lot of Americans taking advantage of these 12 permissible segments that allow them to visit the island. And we're also seeing, just across the major networks in the U.S., I mean, we're seeing a lot of interest in our company. I myself have done over 10 national news network interviews over the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's just that there's a lot of interest in Cuba. Plus, let's just add to that flights now from, let's say, Orlando, Miami, Fort Lauderdale are $90 return to Havana, which,
wow.
I mean, this is a cheap trip for those wishing to know more about Cuban culture and just simply see the island.
That's amazing. It costs more to get a ticket from Phoenix to LA than it does to get from Orlando to Cuba now.
Yes, that is true. I mean, and this is just amazing. And I think this is what is spurring the interest and people looking to, you know, to visit the island right now.
That's excellent. You know, I just want to touch base a little bit. Can you go over the 12 different points of, you know, travel reasons to be able to go to Cuba?
Well, there are many. Through the 12, I mean, essentially what you have are the same categories that existed before, which are journalists, those seeking further education, cultural trips, those going to visit family. But then you have now what is called the general license, which is essentially just an affidavit from the traveler basically agreeing to the fact that they are not visiting Cuba for tourism purposes and that they are visiting Cuba to further their education. I mean, this could be anything from visiting colonial buildings or looking at architecture, just anything that's associated with the cultural side. Plus, you have what is called the people-to-people segment, which is essentially that you're staying in contact with Cubans. Many of the visitors that are going to Cuba right now, as I said, with our newly launched B&B section on the website, they are staying at Cuban homes with Cuban families, which is obviously promoting the interaction between Cubans and Americans that President Obama was searching for.
Excellent. That's amazing. So your bed and breakfast business model includes actual Cuban residents that offer up rooms in their home to be stayed at.
Exactly. Well, these are all Cuban home residences, all of them. These are not professional bed and breakfast. These are not pseudo hotels. These are private homes that are owned by Cubans that have an extra bedroom. Most of them are private sort of entranceways. And to be honest with you, some of these are on par with hotels and sometimes better. I mean, they have pools. You know, the whole issue with President Obama's olive branch to Cuba was to promote interaction between Cuban citizens and Americans. And that is what is taking place with the bed and breakfast type stays.
Absolutely. And it definitely encourages that intercultural, you know, synergy in a way. So, you know, people can actually learn about the culture firsthand, not just go to some hotel and in the middle of a downtown tourist district and, you know, visiting, you know, the local sites. You actually go to an actual Cuban residence and you kind of live
way. That's right. And you're entirely immersed in Cuban culture. You're not in sort of a synthetic environment where you're at an all-inclusive resort on some beach somewhere. You're actually immersed. And the good thing about the bed and breakfast that we have is that most of the homeowners speak English. And so they can even assist with things like day trips, tours, you know, interesting sites to see close to the properties. You know, you're getting firsthand information from people who actually live in the country, and that can only be beneficial.
That's exceptional, getting the local experience right firsthand from the actual locals.
Exactly, yeah.
My guest again today is Steve Marshall. He is the CEO for Cuba Ventures Corporation. They're trading on the OTC bulletin board under the ticker symbol MPSFF and on the Toronto Stock Exchange Ventures under the ticker symbol CUV. Now, let's touch base back a little bit here. We were talking about, you know, Obama's pro-Cuban stance. You know, President Trump is going to be entering office here in just under a week here. And how do you see his presidency in contrast to Obama's point of view with pro-Cuba?
Well, I mean, I followed Mr. Trump's campaign closely. And the whole campaign was based upon the premise of making America great again, increasing the amount of jobs in the U.S. and furthering business in the U.S. and sort of trying to eliminate the outsourcing. Now, where this factors in with regard to Cuba is now we have companies such as JetBlue, Southwest, we have Google, we have Sheraton, we have numerous hotel chains in the U.S. now controlling hotels in Cuba, and this has created jobs on both sides, not only in Cuba, but also in the U.S. too. And this is a brand new market for visitors. So, you know, any job that is created to promote the tourism to Cuba from the U.S. is a new job. And I think that falls in line with the premise and mandate of Mr. Trump. And as a businessman, I think that he's quickly going to see that this is favorable for the U.S. And that's without even talking about the issue of the Farm Belt in the U.S. You will see that from the Farm Belt, we've had some significant lobbyists who have asked Mr. Trump to maintain the stance that that President Obama has initiated, mainly because of the fact that these farmers are selling their produce to Cuba to satisfy the demand from the visitors.
Absolutely. My guest again today is Steve Marshall. He is the CEO for Cuba Ventures Corporation. They're trading on the OTC bulletin board under the ticker symbol MPSFF and on the Toronto Stock Exchange Ventures under the ticker symbol CUV. Now, Steve, we like to leave this last bit of the segment here of our episode for you to go over any information that we didn't get a chance to go for at the beginning of this interview.
Well, as we've said at the beginning of the interview, we've had a record sales month in December, over $360,000. We've also seen a massive increase over 2016 of the visitors to our websites. We're updating, as has been seen in the news releases, we made an official release at the end of December. We're updating over 200 of our websites to bring them in line with current trends and visual appeal. And so we think that this year for us, 2017, is likely to be probably our biggest year, not only based upon the fact of the incrementing sales from last year, but because we're now coming out with all of these upgraded websites that can only provide us with more traffic and more engagement with the visitors.
Excellent. And to find out more information on Cuba Ventures, you can go to their website at www.cubaventures.com. Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program once again. We definitely hope to check back with you here. Our pleasure. We definitely want to have you back here in the next couple months to see how well things are going and to see the direction that Cuba Ventures is heading.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.